Wednesday, April 24th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. O worship the King, all glorious above, O gratefully sing His power and His love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. O tell of His might, O sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space. His chariots of wrath a deep thunderclouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. This earth with its store of wonders untold, Almighty Thy power hath founded of old, hath established it fast by a changeless decree, and round it hath cast like a mantle the sea. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hill, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. O measureless might, ineffable love, while angels delight to hymn Thee above, Thy humbler creation, though feeble, there lays, with true adoration shall sing to Thy praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, the night will be as clear as day. Alleluia. Psalm 139. O Lord, You search me and You know me. You know my resting and my rising. You discern my purpose from afar. You mark when I walk or lie down. All my ways lie open to You. Before every word is on my tongue, You know it, O Lord, through and through. Behind and before You besiege me, Your hand ever laid upon me. Too wonderful for me this knowledge, too high beyond my reach. Oh, where can I go from Your spirit, or where can I flee from Your face? If I climb the heavens, You are there. If I lie in the grave, You are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell at the sea's furthest end, even there Your hand would lead me. Your right hand would hold me fast. If I say, let the darkness hide me and the light round me be night, even darkness is not dark for You, and the night is as clear as the day. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the night will be as clear as day. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, I know my sheep, and mine know me. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 139. For it was You who created my being, knit me together in my mother's womb. I thank You for the wonder of my being, for the wonders of all Your creation. Already You knew my soul. My body held no secret from You when I was being fashioned in secret and molded in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw all my actions. They were all of them written in Your book. Every one of my days was decreed before one of them came into being. To me, how mysterious Your thoughts, the sum of them not to be numbered. If I count them, they are more than the sand. To finish, I must be eternal like You. O search me, God, and know my heart. O test me and know my thoughts. See that I follow not the wrong path, and lead me in the path of life eternal. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, You watch over heaven and earth, Lord Jesus. Your death brought light to the dead. Your resurrection gave joy to the saints. Your ascension made the angels rejoice. Your power exceeds all power. Lead us to life eternal and watch over us with Your love. May Your friends be filled with honor and join You in heaven. Repeating the antiphon, I know my sheep and mine know me. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, His glory covers the heavens and His praise fills the earth. Alleluia. Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made You worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through Him, all were created for Him. He is before all else that is. In Him everything continues in being. It is He who is the head of the body of the church, He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him, to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace with the blood of His cross. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, His glory covers the heavens, and His praise fills the earth. Alleluia. And our reading is from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Jesus, because He remains forever, has a priesthood that does not pass away. Therefore, He is always able to save those who approach God through Him, since He forever lives to make intercession for them. It was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, higher than the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, He has no need to offer sacrifice day by day, first for His own sins and then for those of the people. He did that once for all when He offered Himself. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, God sent His Son into the world, not as its judge, but as its Savior, Alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, God sent His Son into the world, not as its judge, but as its Savior. Alleluia. And our intercessions. In His Son, risen from the dead, God has opened for us the way to everlasting life. Let us ask the Father, through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. God of our fathers, You raised Your Son Jesus from the dead and clothed Him in glory. Move our hearts to complete repentance, that we may walk in newness of life. Through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. You have led us back to the Shepherd and Bishop of our souls. Keep us faithful under the guidance of the Shepherds of the Church. Through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. You chose the first fruits of Christ's disciples from the Jewish people. Reveal to the children of Israel the fulfillment of the promise made to their forefathers. Through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. Remember the lonely, the orphaned, and the widow, and do not abandon those who have been reconciled with You by the death of Your Son. Through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. You called Stephen to Your presence when he bore witness to Jesus, standing at Your right hand. Welcome our deceased brothers and sisters who in the faith and love hoped for the vision of Your glory. Through the victory of Christ, save the people He has redeemed. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, happiness of the just, hear our prayer. Fill our emptiness with the blessing of the Eucharist, the foretaste of eternal joy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to our everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.